time for the Friday Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Noah Cassidy and Trevor Grady here with the guys on the show today. And Noah, you want to kick us off today?
Sure, yeah, I can kick us off here. So, obviously, we know the Ottoman Empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
From all the bunch of movies made about them, just a good old empire. So, did you know that Nintendo was actually created right along the same lines as the Ottoman Empire was still in existence?
Really? I did not know that.
Yep. So Nintendo's first, like, big thing when it first turned into, I guess, technically Nintendo, they started making playing cards back then for a Japanese card game. And so that's their origins.
Really?
They didn't even think about video games or anything. Obviously, video games didn't really exist back then. But that was the origins of Nintendo. And then eventually, later on, they signed a contract with Disney, and they started printing playing cards with Disney characters on them. And then after that, it wasn't until 1975 that they actually started making electronic video games. And they saw how great that this market is going to be, the entertainment into it. And that's when they decided to focus all of their energy into video games. And they were actually, obviously, we know the Nintendo, I don't even know the original. I mean, the 64 is pretty old.
Right.
I don't even know what the original Nintendo is actually called. But it was the first home console video game ever created. And obviously, they've been doing fairly, fairly well ever since then. But they started off making Japanese playing cards.
That's crazy. I never knew that. I thought it just came around when
video,
they started
right.
making video games.
Me
yeah.
too. Nope. Apparently, the brand Nintendo made Japanese playing cards in its origin back in the Ottoman
Empire
days. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, did you know that the Statue of Liberty's original torch was destroyed in an explosion?
What? So it's not even the original
it's
up there
the
anymore?
Not the original one.
Oh.
So the Statue of Liberty is about 140 years old. And most of the Statue of Liberty's copper frame is the original frame from when it was initially gifted to us. However, one portion of the torch was replaced in the 1980s because of the extensive damage caused to it by an explosion. So it was in 1916 during World War I when German saboteurs attempted to stop the U.S. from supplying Britain with ammunition. And there were a bunch of stores which were held on the Black Tom Island, not far from the Statue of Liberty, in the New York Harbor. And the saboteurs set the stockpile ablaze, which resulted in a huge explosion, equivalent to a 5.5 magnitude earthquake.
Oh.
It was actually felt as far as Philadelphia.
Jeez.
And the Statue of Liberty took more than $100,000 in damage from shrapnel, which would be about $2.8 million in damage today, including the structure mangling of the torch that the Statue of Liberty held. So in 1984, Lady Liberty underwent a huge multi-year restoration that included replacing the torch. And today, sightseers can see that the new torch is what you kind of picture, but the original torch that was blown off was actually salvaged and can be seen in the Statue of Liberty Museum on Liberty Island.
How have I never known about that?
I never knew
that
either.
Like, that feels like that should be a piece of history somewhere, and I didn't even know that you could even go see the original. Like, I thought the original was still up there.
It's pretty cool because, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, the fact that the explosion was so big that it, like, destroyed the torch, but they were still able to salvage it, too, and you're still able to see it, it's pretty cool.
Dang, that's insane that I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, now you do. That's what happens on the Did You Know Show.
That's what we call it, the Did You Know Show.
All right, we'll see you guys next week on the Did You Know Show.